All right, I'm Greg Wong, Bathmore Pregame Show. It's the return of the Jen Gross Show, brought to you by Pepsi. I'm joined by head coach Jennifer Gross. Jen, first off, I haven't talked to you since you guys had that five-game losing streak, and then yesterday in the first round of the Big West Tournament, rebounded in a big way. I know you've been asked this a lot since yesterday, but I'm going to ask you one more time. Just what was the difference in yesterday's game? Was it just that you guys were shooting better? Was there something more inherent that was going on with the team?
Greg, we don't talk about that, okay? We say we're moving forward. It's just we were really trying to just put what was behind us and focus on the things that we could control. We knew yesterday we could control our urgency, our energy, how confident we were. And I think that we've been dealing a little bit just with, for whatever reason, we haven't been feeling extremely confident. Sometimes it takes a win to get that. And so I felt like our team really just put it all out there, and we had some success early, and we sort of built on that. And we started playing like the team that we knew we could be. And, we're just going to try to come out loose again and confident and try to follow it up with another good performance.
Yeah, and somebody that really personified that confidence yesterday was, of course, Rachel Nagel. Scored 18 points in the first half, which was already a career high. She's only making her second career start. Of course, she's replacing one of the best players in Aggie history in Sydney Phipps in these last couple games. So just what can you say about her performance yesterday?
Confidence is what I can say. She's been doing that. When we recruited her, we saw her do that all through high school, all through her club season. And we just tried to tell her, it's whether you're a senior in high school, a freshman in college, a senior in college, your ability is your ability. And she's really, really capable of being a great player and someone that we can, can step up in big games and hit big shots. When we started to get to know her better throughout this year, we realized she wants the ball in those big moments. And, the opportunity has presented itself, and it's unfortunate with Sid being out. But, we've just been talking to her about don't hold back. You have the green light. Just step up and take shots and be ready to make them. And I thought her mentality was fantastic coming in. And I think she's confident and she's ready to hit some shots again tonight.
And last couple questions about the game tonight against Long Beach. First of all, yesterday you guys did a great job limiting turnovers in that first half. And, of course, Long Beach is known for their press. And last game you played against Long Beach, you guys didn't turn the ball over very much in that first half. So what were some of the keys that you saw yesterday in that first game against Long Beach where you guys were able to take care of the ball?
Well, it was a little different scenario. Long Beach, they had just lost three of their starters, and so they were kind of learning how to play a little shorthanded. Now they've had a couple weeks where they've had their roster set, and I think they're bringing a little bit more pressure. So we definitely have to be ready for that. We're going to have to really use good screens to get ourselves open. We're going to have to use pass fakes to get them moving. I thought at home when we played them, we did a nice job using all five players to get the ball up the floor and then attack when we had opportunities. We got a couple layups in transition. And then just, once we were in the half court, just took care of the ball and kept the advantage going. So we need to be ready for just all out intense pressure from them. And I think, we can handle it if we have the right mentality. We're staying aggressive. Aggressive has been the theme for us. It's, we don't want to be back on our heels at all. We want to be the ones that are pushing the ball and staying assertive. So just making sure that we're getting each other open. We're making great decisions with the basketball. And then hopefully we can carry the advantage forward into the half court.
Yeah, you guys, of course, hit 17 threes. The last game you played against Long Beach was an Aggie record. So I know you already went into this, but how do you duplicate that performance just, with the press and also all the other aspects of the game offensively and defensively?
Well, like you said, we got to give ourselves shots. When we give ourselves shots, we're a great shooting team and we can make those. So we got to limit turnovers. That's going to be number one. I would doubt that they're maybe going to give us 17 threes tonight. So we got to have in the game against them, we didn't really need to get the ball inside because we were shooting the ball so well. So we're also prepared to keep the ball moving and try to get Allie and Lauren some more touches inside. And, they do a pretty good job of swarming in there. So we're going to have to be smart about, with our duck-ins and using our skip passes and seals to get Allie some touches. So, and then we have to crash the boards really hard and we got to give ourselves some second chances, especially, when they're in their zones, it sometimes we have an advantage on the board. So we're going to try to use all those advantages.
All righty, coach. Should be a fun one. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, we're back more pregame after this.